leadership in placing in this mission that I wouldn't say Mr. Asmore. Because Mr. Asmore, one would say that since the time of the Chachom or Misaki, before Nachum or Fenerachtam, obviously Takonim for Nachum was a very early Takonim. Because you see that Lacha Shalom Du, it was a Lacha Shalom Du even Bismarish. So that means there was a period Kedem Shalom Du and there was a period Lacha Shalom Du. So it's Takonik Dume. So, and from Tetzves Shat in the Gemara Davor, in the Chiyos HaRavu Volel, it follows that the Takonik Ufer Nechta Ufer Nechta existed in the Bais Mishnah also, not only in Bais Shem. So it's a very, very early Takonik. When exactly it was elected is not mentioned anywhere. At least I didn't see it. But it's a Takonik Dume. So we may lay, and when the Takonik was made by the Chachomim, my best Nagolu, so at that time, the Jews of Chutz La'aretz were not knowledgeable. So one could argue with good logic that if Lacha Shalom, since at the time when the Takonik was elected, so at that time the Jews were not knowledgeable in Chutz La'aretz, that even Lacha Shalom Du, he should be reproved. We talk of the Messiah, shouldn't be a difference between one place, because in one place in Chutz La'aretz they could be knowledgeable, in another place in Chutz La'aretz they could not be knowledgeable. In certain places Jews were ignorant, in certain places Jews were learning. So if not for the Chiddush of this Mishnah, I would say, on the basis of Slorah, that Loi Plug, Loi Tachlin Yisayah, it doesn't make a difference, Kedem Shalom Du, Lacha Shalom Du, this place, that place. But Rabbi, according to Rabbi, the Mishnah advises us, no, that he does that. It's not, the law is not, the law before Anechta, before Anechta, is not constant. It varies. It varies according to the knowledge of the people. So that means that the Chachomim did not apply the general rule of Loi Plug, that here, with respect to the obligation of the Fenechtam, it varies according to the knowledge of the people. So then it should follow that if in a certain place in Chutz La'aretz they are in the Kaime, that then he shouldn't say before I left him. So the Mishnah should tell us another Chiddush. Hamei b'get b'din esayah, v'heim k'in v'shmo shom, v'yeishe b'tzim k'ame, so ein itzom yichleim al v'anech to v'anech. This is what he said, that's the kasha. So according to Rabbi, there is no kasha, because according to Rabbi, so even Lacha Shalom Du, and even if it will be in Yitzhak Mikane, but it's the same Takone, because the Takone is the status of Chutz La'aretz was determined at the time of the Chachomim of Misaki. At that time, on the whole, Jews of Chutz La'aretz were not Yitzhak Mikane. According to Rabbi, so it's not based upon the Shema altogether. So Memele, even if we'll find a certain country, in Chutz La'aretz, a certain city in Chutz La'aretz, that they are in the Mitzvah, so we still have to say what I do, because we look. But according to Rabbi, we don't say we look, because if we say we look, so then it shouldn't make a difference between Kedem Shalom Du and Lacha. So obviously here, we don't follow up the general rule of the book. So let the Mishnah tell us. So, in our head, the Maslis Mishnah won't do, and the Mishnah is there, or the Mishnah. In Amma, what we should eat, what we came, shall we don't do, but that's the Mishnah should talk to say, and we are not the Mishnah's Maradine, the Lord's own, with the Kodesh Hachon Mizu. They be Nichta, they be Nechta, can go to Mishriche, Lashmin of Maslis Mishnah, the Mitzorich Klau, the Mitzorich Klau, Vafilukim, Eli Name, Vikolshke Shem Yoche, Vimokim Shem Mitzuyim, the Dino, the Kiyuch, So Gemara is the Torah, it's no, it's Tirosh and Yadal Kulei. It's not that we are not, we don't apply the general rule of the Pluk. Generally, we do apply the general rule of the Pluk. But here, because it's a Nutzel Leishliche, so it goes to the Rabbanon, so we don't apply the general rule of the Pluk. But in any other situation, where it's a Nutzel Leishliche, we apply the general rule of the Pluk.
Now, we mentioned last time the Marshos Pshat of Vahavinon be Mai ben Yochleima. The question is, why does the Gemara have to mention it altogether? This is not the case. So the Rashba gives one explanation, and the Marshos, even though he refers to the Rashba, but he gives another explanation. And the Marshos says that according to Rabbi, from Nechem to Nechem is because of Lishmo, so then it is all right for a delay to testify the Ksavto Mashiach, because it seems that the Rai say it doesn't require it, and only the Rabbanon, so it's like Yisurim, and Yisurim, there is no halacha of Bir Miksovim by Yisurim, so Yisurim is also kosher by Yisurim. Mashiach, according to Rove, so then, so even though according to Rabbi too, it's only the Rabbanon, but here it's Kim Shtores, so mainly it has to have, it is subject to all the requirements of Kabbalah Seydes. So mainly there must be Agudah Seydes, and Agudah Seydes cannot do Biksav, because Biyam Biksavon, Luyagit actually should have mentioned the Pasik of Kiyagit Pratlihim. Now, I said that this Lomdes, the distinction between Rabbi's Tam and Rabbi's Tam, that according to Rabbi it's like Yisurim, and according to Rabbi it's like Hades, so it's mentioned by the Ritva. But the Marshal says that since according to Rabbi it has to have a Chalish and Hades, so maybe the Piksovim is possible. Now the Ram is Chalim and that. Now it was mentioned to me just now that the Rosh says the same thing, the Tishus Rosh says the same thing as the Mashal, but the Ram is Chelik. The Ram and that Gemara, about Vinon Boda, it is. So the Ram, the Gemara says, Mai bin Yoche, Ilo in the Cheresh, Cheresh cannot be Shliach altogether. Elok shenostu kishubikeyach ufidu yukarimach. Mihosh ma'minon, the Ram says, is Dab Gimun, the Ram and the Vig. Dab Gimun, the less parent. Amadalai, Dab Gimun Dab. Mihosh ma'minon, the lacha nisine teichi yudibu, mozo leibel for the yachtu for the nechtu. Uch mishchosat for the nechtu. Vim teima, vilik bebilei, shubikeyach chobot, chobot, yeish leima, vilei yochilu lagit tehaksat. שהאמינו בין נשיא שאולו היא מתייחסה כדי זה פרק משאול הזה וכל שכנו אוכל תקסים לסגת מחייך כדי זה בשיר לפרק המאים תיונה so in other words so the Ram is not חלק on the Ritvos Yisod the Ram agrees with the Ritvos Yisod that if it's based upon Nishmo then mit Rabbonon Gufe it is treated like Yisuri so it doesn't require Hades and not Kabbalah say it's not but and if it is based upon in Israeli Kaime, then it's Kim Shtores. The Chachomim will make you that any death of this kosher. But it still has to have a Chalei Shemeinis. So the Melech Piksova, it does not have a Chalei Shemeinis. So this is what the Marsho says. But the Ram says, even according to Obe, so it has to have a Chalei Shemeinis, but just as the Chachomim will Machshir. Psuim, even according to Rove, Nisho can say the Agoli. Now, Nisho, in Kolatir Kule, is not an aid, but here the Chachomim, Womachshir and Nisho also. So, the Mele, so the Womachshir picks over. In other words, he's Chelik and the Marsho, and not the Jesus Osh. But as far as the longness of the Ritva is concerned, so the Rani agrees. But he says, here there is a special kule, and just as psumim are kosher, so piksumim is also kosher. Wie gesagt, mit ganz rasch. Alright, now the other thesis, schon mit Tachel beschlichet. Pirush beschlichet die Joche. From thesis it's Mashma, that he agrees with Rashi. That Snadu the Gemore distinguishes between the degree of Rishriach, that an Isha should become Rishriach, is not so unusual as Pekeach of Mishadish. This is how the Ramban explains it. That in other words, that there is a difference in the degree of Rishriach. But Rashi and Tesis, it appears, they hold is the same degree of Rishriach. But we cannot make a distinction between one Shriach and another. Yoche Bachonach, Baalnach. The Rabbi Nich, the Chimayis Lein Baalach, and Mechash Lezio, the Mechash Lach, Shilom Mishram, and the Rabbi, the Baalnach, and the Lech, and the Yare, the Mitchil, and the Yedea, and the Tzorach Lishmo, and Misham, and Minka, Proke, and Yode, Kim Diozein, and the Laz, like the Mechash, and the Yare, Kim Di Noket Lein. Now, I mentioned it at one time, so the Tesis Shite is, I mean, and Tesis mentioned it several times, that Beis, he really mentions it, here he mentions it, and then he mentions that Omed Beis, the first Tesis, he probably saying the time of mine. In other words, that according to Rove, the time is becoming simply kind. So, if the Baal is Me'areh, and he says that it's Mizuyev, so then it's possible Mitzaradim. All right, according to this, it's only the Rabbanon, according to the Rambam, it's the Raya is possible again. But Mitzaradim, and not because of Laz. Masha'ikim, the hero is not that it's forged, it's Mizuyev, but that it's Shalil Ishmo. So then, even with the Rabbanon, we don't believe it. But it's possible anyway, in order to preclude the laws against the issue. The Yuzi, even if he's Me'are, and so it's not that we are Cheshish, maybe he's telling the truth. No, we are sure that he's not telling the truth. But it's possible with Rabbanon, if the Baal is Me'are, that is Shalom Lishmo. So it's possible with Rabbanon in order to preclude the laws. Betray the Maisa Gite. Lifizeh leke binayi lacha shalom. That's who betray. Abo nike binayi mikuyen. So even according to Maskol of Gimor, the Rabbi is Lidrobe, so betray the Maisa Gite. So it's not enough to mean the lacha shalom. Because it's a new thing to shrike. So anyway, so according to Rabbi too, the whole purpose of Fonechtam lacha shalom do, is because of Kiyu. So maybe if it's betrayed, so there is no need for Kiyu. Aber ich bin ein Mikuyen. Suppose the Shliach delivers a get Mikuyen. So according to Rabbi, he doesn't have to say anything on the Nechtam for the Nechtam. But according to Rabbi, he has to say, because of Zeru Shem Yarza Dovo, Mikil Kuyen in as much as he is a single Shliach. So it's a Mitzel Shliach, so Yageza Shem Yarza Dovo, Mikil Kuyen. הוא קם בריש ברישני, איגר במזור מה בשניים צריך לימא, אך לאחר שלא עמדו, ולחושב להם מיוצד לשכיחה, ומה הייתי חושב להם מיוצד לשכיחה? So, in the second, at the beginning of the second page, there is one man דומה, that says, that שניים צריך לימא, אך לאחר שלא עמדו. Why? Because, זה מה שביעד לא נקולה. But Milse Lishrichel goes Rabbanon, the answer is, he holds that this is a Milse Lishrichel. In other words, not that there is a Machlek as a Mitzies. The question is, as to the degree of Lishrichel. So according to that Mandoma, even this degree of Lishrichel is not considered sufficiently Lishrichel. So in Mele, we are still gay. ומאי בחושב למילסד לשכיח קונטר גמורה, הו דיקטון מפיר בייץ, ובייץ אימרים מפוננו נחתם, תדאיק מנה רבי, תיודענו למענה,
How does Rabbi know that your Daru is not effective? Mimele, he deduces that before Anyachta, before Anyachta is based upon Lishmo, because if it had been based exclusively upon Kiel, so your Daru, if two Eidi say they are familiar with the signatures, it should be good. So how is it dying? Because Moshna Mishni is Echad Eimer before Anyachta. Ushnai Mimele before Neinu Nechta is Kosher. The implication being Davki, if he's saying before Neinu Nechtam, but if they say not before Neinu Nechtam, we witness the signing, but we matter the signing, then it's not good. So it's a raya that your Danu is Loi Mahane. So Mimele, he deduces that it's based upon the Shemoy, if it's based upon Kiyo. So even Makirim should be good. And according to Rabbe, so he'll say, in a chanam elam davki before in the nechtam. Echad ima before in the nechtam. Ushnayim ima before in the nechtam. Viho adin. Echad ima before in the nechtam. And shnayim amakadach sime. So it's also good. The Yudal Mahane, Avel Gav, the Mistomai, Reach, Hashomdu. So the question is, since the Gemara is saying that the Mishnah is dealing not only with the stage of Kedem Shalom, but with the stage of Lach HaShalom too. So how can Rabbi explain the Mishnah that implies that Yudamu is not effective on the basis of Lishmo, but Lach HaShalom there is no time of Lishmo? Of Lishmo. He called me, okay, look at me for Neinu. We should be Kedem Shalom to have him for Neinu. In other words, according to Rabbi, we understand this why the Mishnah says before Neinu, but your Danu not. Because the Mishnah applies to two stages, to the stage of Kedem Shalom to and the stage of Lach HaShalom. So insofar as the stage of Kedem Shalom to is concerned, so then, your Danu is not good because because of Lishmo. But then your name Leach HaShalom do. So then, your Danu would be good. This is what this is saying. Now, Rav Kvidya has here a very strong passion. We call Mokim Lokat Ufaneinu Mishmikidim Shalom. Lo Yizochisi Lilo. The whole Litzorich Lema Klal. So Tesis is saying that according to Rabbi, so the Mishnah says, Echad Ima Bifonei Nechta, Ushnai Meim Bifonei Nechta, Iskosha. So the question is, why Davki Shnai Meim Bifonei Nechta? Shnai Meim Makirim Onu. So it also be kosher. So he says, Einoch Nami, Shnai Meim Makirim Onu is also kosher. But the Mishnah mentions before Neinu because the Mishnah has reference to two stages, to the stage of Kedem Shalom Du and Lach HaShalom Du. So in order to cover the stage of Kedem Shalom Du, the Mishnah said before Neinu. But as far as the stage of Lach HaShalom is concerned, the Mishnah doesn't have to say before Neinu. The Mishnah could say Yodam also. So Kvitas Kashi is Leach HaShalom Du. So, and if Treda Yisua get his Moishriche, so in Mele there is no Gzeira Shem Yazdom HaKulein. So then the Shliya doesn't have to say anything. So how can the Mishnah say, Echad Ima B'fonei Nechta, Ushnai Ima B'fonei Nechta Miskosh. Only if one says B'fonei Nechta, and two say before the new Nechta. So Lach HaShalom Du, Lav Davke two say before the new Nechta. But even if the two say you're down, no, Lach HaShalom Du. They don't have to say anything. So you don't need the effort that you should say before the Nechta. And you don't need that the two should say Makirimanu. Because and here the Mishnah implies, according to Tesis, so the Mishnah has reference to Kedem Shalom to Lach HaShalom. But Lach HaShalom, it couldn't have reference.
Because he doesn't have to say anything. It's a very strong kashi. So then you ask, so Teisus kashi. So then Teisus kashi is a kashi against Rabbi. Now Rabbi is midayik from the Eloshon of the Mishnah. Before they knew Nechdam, that Yadam is not Mehane. But we see from this Gemore that the Mishnah, that Rabbi Nakodesh in the Mishnayes had reference already to the later stage of Lachash Londo. Lachash Londo. Why does the Mishnah say, before they knew, implying that Yadam is not Lachash Londo, Yadam is certainly good? So he says, look at Hitler. So Rabbi Kriya says that the cash of Texas is no cash altogether. So the first motion says that the Mishnah there in the second period gets reference to Lo Yasur Vitre. Because in other words, Stein Ashuk said, not that it has reference to the case where the two Shluchim say, but others say, so we are so betrayed. The Basu betrayed with so much of a miracle, and then the Mishnah cannot say, Echonim from the Nechtam, Ushnaimim from the Nechtam Kosher. But they have to say something. No, they don't have to say anything. If the three are Shluchim, So then, betrayed Asur and Gitter with Shrikhe, so in Kofu, Shemiyaz double the Kules. So the Mishnah, so according to the first motion, the Mishnah has referenced the case where one Shliach delivers the gate. But they are two outsiders. But they are not Shluchim. Who said before the Nechim? So in my way, there is still Exero Shemiyaz double the Kules. So according to that notion, there is no kasha. So there is no kasha. So where the mask is married after the Asur betray? The Asur betray the Tzor family cloud. The Krovi Krabe, the betray is Moshayach. V'yidoch Mishne Meike, V'yitzim betray. The second motion says that the Mishne is referenced to the case where the get, where all the three, when he says Yitzim betray, it really means all the three. So where all the three are shuv. Yes, it's betrayed. This virulei. So what does the second motion say? This virulei will have a high double tzorch lima before I nechta. So, vim kein limandoma bishmaitin da visur betray with tzorch lima al kohod maslisten de hosso meire bilu yasur betray. Uch nishne kame di shom. Uch meile before I no dabke. So it's a very strong kashya. All right. Now she takes the shlichas, period, the shlichas, the chad, gazrino. Chad, the lo ishchia, chod chad ishchia. Avo bitrei, oto chad, lo yazrino. So we see from this tesis, the tesis agrees with Rashi, not with the Ramban's pshat, that the Gemara is saying here, the takhle bishlichas, that this is slightly lo ishchiach, so lo ishchiach, so mele it's not considered lo ishchiach. Tesis says, no, according to tesis, it's the same degree of lo ishchiach. But b'shlich el dechad gazdino chad ul ishriach otu chad ishriach av b'utrei otu chad ul gazdino. Now we're up to the Gemara Tosh. Hamei b'get b'idah sayyam v'noslo lomo lo fenach kipon l'echtam it's kind of faith of course and we're of course who oi do it's ochle ima l'fon l'echtam l'fon l'echtam l'ach miro leo 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 v'niche l'ra b'kashe. So the Gemara gives a teretz ochem mayas kinon l'ach ha-shalom. So what's the kasha against Rabbi? Here the Mishnah says that if the Shliach didn't say for that one in the Echtam, but if to anything out from the outside, verify the signatures so that it's genuine, the signatures are genuine, so then it's kosher as according to Rabbi, you understand? Because the whole purpose, the whole objective of from that one in the Echtam is to verify the signatures, they were not forged. So here, so there couldn't be a better view than Kiyum Bayin. But according to Rabbi, so there is another objective. In other words, that it was Mishmo, the two outside Amy who verified the signatures, they don't determine, they don't establish that it was written Mishmo. So why is it good? So the Gemara says, what's the Hashlom? Why would there be Hashlom? Play? Mishanistis. So even though there is a Gzeira Shem Yadon with Play, but we don't apply that to Hashmanistis. Yoche, how you would so many of us not like, well, look at all, Mishanistis. Hoche, come on, we're going to take a lot, well, Olivke, how you would so many of us not like, well, look at all, Elo, look at all. Now, so there is another guess, but Rashi rejects other guess. And Rashi says that the right guess is the guess we have. In other words, Tanya Mai is a continuation, it's a hemshech of the Gemara's Teret. Not the second Teret, but not the boy is saying the Tanya Mai. But it's a hemshech of the one Teret, Tanya Mai. Dilmos e Baal Mare o Kosalei, Hashte Baal Moiko Mare, Anam Eikim Benavel Lei. And I'm making an avalay. Now, so Rashi says, Tanya Mai will most about Mare. Tanya Mai will have one of the boy in the Mazum most about Mare. He'll catch him when he says. We did not say, I will ask him, he says, am I late? I got to most about Mare, and I'm making an avalay. We boy is in the Lord, in the Lord, I said. A local, a time. Now, Tayshi says, Rashi will go, this is human music. Will really read the sharper goes. Now again, here Tesis reiterates the same swap that according to Rabbi, that before the Nechdam is because of Lishmo, so if the Baal, suppose the Shliach does not say before the Nechdam, well, let's say now the soil, the Shliach is not required to say. And then the Baal comes and says, Ichamoy Mishmo. So it's possible the Rabbanon, but not possible the Rabbanon because we believe the Shliach. But in order to preclude the laws of Ganesh, so we make Lehash the Kiddush Rom, the Chivik Nisis Leitek, Kim the Ziyuf Lek Lemeyrish, the Niskayim, the Chizmov, the Lek Yelalaz, the Alme, the Shalom Mishmo, the Philosophy Baal Mare, Kid Parishas Leil. So in Mele, there is another Teres in Gemara. One Teres in Gemara was that this price that says in this kind of Chesim of Foshim has reference to Lach HaShalom Du, Lach HaShalom Du, and Nises. So that's why. So even though we are Gays, I should be as well to Kulei, but Mele, if it's Nises, it's like that Zeyre is not so humble. Of Zera Shal Yazdom. So in Nises, is like they say, then there is a second Teret that came the price is reference to Kedim Shalom. And Kedim Shalom. So Mimele, even Kedim Shalom do, if Nises is like they say, why? According to Rabbi, since the whole soul with Rabbonon is not based upon the mnemonics of the Baal, but it's based upon the laws, because the Chachomim wanted to preclude the laws. So if Loini say, so then the Chachomim say, Loini did not say. But if you already got married, so in order to, the Chachomim didn't say that in order to preclude the laws, that she should be dated. Should be dated. All right. Now, this sheet of faces, I think I mentioned it already, can very well be explained according to what Ravol says, and the Rashi. In other words, that the mnemonis of the Baal is based upon the fact that he is the Baal Ashtar. So, when is a child to say, and the mnemonis of Baal Dobor is not child by it, because in Yishol and Yishol Baal. So it's only based upon Baal Ashtar. So where is the child to say that the Baal is the Mones Viteres Baal Ashtar? If the Iru of the Baal, Lefit Vorov, negates the Eye of Torres. That is, if he comes and says, Mizui have forged. So he certainly negates the whole Eye of Torres. There is no Shtarai. It's all a forgery. But where he comes and he says, it's for Shaloi Mishmo. So according to Tetzves, that even when Shaloi Mishmo, it can still be valid as Shtarayim. So he doesn't negate the Rai of the Shtores. So mainly, he doesn't the Nemones of the Baal HaShtar. So why is it possible in Rabbanon? In order to preclude the last. So since the Pesuk Rabbanon is only to preclude the last, so mainly if this is, so it's going to take. This is going to take. Now the take. That fail on the Dalai. The lesson is. Kishen is We all want to tell you the camera for the after for the after. But I'm saying, how do you kishen in the sky in the face? Vintay. Die lechse we baden gitten psulim. Baden gitten gitten psulim. Wie nies is a wat kroche. Now, so, this is kashi is. Here we have an example. Or we get that it's possible with Rabbanon, but in Nisei's is Leteitzen. What's the example? If the Shliyah didn't sing for Nechtam, and it was Niskayim Lecheitzmo. So in Nisei's is Leteitzen, the Mishnah Amgarish mentions three kitten that are so in Nisei's is Leteitzen. So then the Mishnah should mention four, not three. This is going to. So, wie die Welle erst mal die Gittus in der Sabbat Kosha, wie ich schlau immer, ich so berabe, die man gibt ein Teetze, wie auch ein Leut Teetze. Because there is a Machleikes in die Gemahat. In der Mischne, die Mischne says, die man gibt ihm so in der Sabbat Kosha. Kosha, bis Mam, Kosha bis Mam, wie in der Chod, wie in der Chod, There is a machlekes in the Gemara, these three gittin psuli. So in this Sabbat kosher, what is a teitzei? Is she teitzei or she is loy teitzei? So there is a machlekes. So this says that now, according to whom do we have to say that the pshat in this price is that in this kind of chizm of kosher in this says. That's according to Rabbi. So Rabbi will agree with the Mandoma that in the Shidduim, Gimu Gittim Psulim, so in this case, he states, Mashenk, in this case, Le'ach HaShalom Tu, if Nisei, and this guy Mechizmov, so it's not even what he says. So maybe it couldn't be mentioned, B'chod Emachte, with the Gimu Gittim. That's why the Mishnah mentions only Gimu Gittim, not Dalet. Is visually so rabbi, you can take to a holiday to be in Tima. Lai, you should feel the base. This is not a big one, the time you should be getting this again. It's a little bit for the next half. Mash, the good of the ship king, the shmo, hey, the shana, rise at the hoche, the mishan look is in this age. In K, lech shall the body give you keep suing, to a big one is the very test, give you get in. Namalitate. So that is all right. According to Rabbi. So you can say, Rabbi agrees with the Mandoma that the Mishnah Gimel Gittin Psulim. So in this is his Teitzin. So mainly he couldn't mention this get, because this get is Loi Teitzin. But there is one Mandoma who says that according to Rabbi Yechanan, Shnayim should be getting the Zayam, Yisrich Leima. So according to that Loshin in the second Perek, Rabbi Yechanan agrees with Rabbi. And Rabbi Yechanan himself says, And Rabbi Yechanan himself says in Perek HaMegaresh, in regard to the Mishnah of Gimel Gittin Psulim, that all the Gimel Gittin, so in this is Loi Teitzei. And if Rabbi Yechanan also agrees with Rabbi, so he'll have to apply this price in the same way. To Lach HaShalom Du, and so if Niskayim Lecheismov, and he says, he's Loi Teitzei. And Rabbi Yechanan says that the Gimel Gittin is also Loi Teitzei. So the Mishnah should mention four Gittin, those three that is Loi Teitzei according to Rabbi Yechanan, and the fourth one, because Rabbi Yechanan is forced to apply this vice to apply to the case of Nisei's. So then we say that it's Loi Teitzei, so we have four cases of Nisei's Loi Teitzei, not three. ואין לי מה נכון שהוא תפלט הוא בגלל עצמי, דאמרים, מה שאין כן, a psul that is, does not represent a psul that is intrinsic in the get, like this one. There is no flaw in the get itself. Not like Kosabir Sabyot Evin Lavinim. So then there is an intrinsic flaw. Here the flaw, the psul, is extrinsic. In other words, the Shmira didn't say for Nechtam, for Nechtam. So the Taneh of that Mishnah is not interested in listing extrinsic psulim. That is Loi Teitze. He's only interested in listing intrinsic psulim. We cannot say that. The Amunah Ferites, we don't know how to psulat on get at me. The Amunah Ferites, we don't say for Limute Mai. So you say for Limute Nosnu Loma before I Nechtav Yitzvah B'mamzah. So that's what the reason is why the Mishnah emphasizes in the Seife. Hariyu Gimu Gitim Psulim V'Nizavat Kosha. Why this repetition? To emphasize only these three, to exclude Nosnu Loma before I Nechtav. So then it's Yitzvah B'mamzah. In other words, in accordance with Rabbi Meir's Shite. So since the Mishnah had to make sure to emphasize, to exclude this, that is a bad mamzer, so it's mashma, and this is an extrinsic psul, so it's a raya that the Mishnah is concerned not only with intrinsic psulim, but with extrinsic psulim too. Peinari, the Ahunyos of Rabbi Eichel, the Sovereign Tate, say, Koyik Lishni Kamer, if you're a base, this is Rabbi Eichel, if you're a psulim, we can't. So then he says, now, because there are two Rishonim in the second period, as to whether Rabbi Yechanan agrees with the Tam of Mitzvah or the Tam of Mishmor. So according to the Gemara in Hamgarish, that Rabbi Yechanan holds that the Gimudit Mitzvah in this case is what they say. So that Gemara would say that Rabbi, like the first Losh in the second period, that Rabbi Yechanan agrees with Rovi. So then he doesn't have to apply this Mishnah to the case of Nisis, only Ali with the Rabbi. And according to the other Losh in the second period that says that Rabbi Yechanan agrees to the Tam of Rabbi, so according to that Losh in the second period, Rabbi Yechanan will hold that the Gimel Gittim Psulim in Nisis is state. Iname Yema, Rabbi Robert Anoyim, Shane Rabbi Yechanan. So then he says another teret that according to the Gemara in Amgarish, that Rabbi Yechanan holds that the Gemara didn't psulim. So in this case, is what they say, and according to the Loshin in the second page, that Rabbi Yechanan agrees with the Tam of Rabbi. So maybe the second Loshin in the second page, the Loshin in the second page that says that Rabbi Yechanan agrees with Rabbi, we have to say that this Mishnah, according to Tamoyim, who say like Rabbi. Because the Gemara wanted to say, so the Gemara wanted to say in the second period, beginning of the second period, the Gemara, the Maskone says, no, we don't have to say it. But that the Gemara wanted to say, that there is a machlok is tanoim, as to whether von Nechtav is based upon Lishmo, the von Nechtav is based, and it's in Likaime. So the Mele, the Loshin in the second period, that says that Rabbi Yechanan agrees with Rabbi, so he'll say, on Rabbi's din, there is a machlokes tanoim. So Mila, this price accords with the view of the tanoim who agree with Rabbi's svar. So Mila, we don't have to apply it to me, say, so Mila, we don't have a fourth one. So Tesva says here, in Nami Yima, the Rabbi, Rabbi tanoim, in Nami Yima, Fershil Rabbi, the implication being that we can give this teret only if we say, like the Havamin of the Gemara in the second period, that there is a machlekes between Rabbi and Rov, a machlekes between Tanakami and Rabbi Yudei, and the machlekes achilik. This is what the Gemara wanted to say, that Tanakami and Rabbi Yudei achilik in the same machlekes as Rabbi and Rov. The implication being that according to Maskon of the Gemara, that Tanikame and Rebute are not chilek in the machlekes of Rabbe and Rove, then we cannot give this tenet. So here, Rabbi Krieger again is the kash. Alright. Vitzorchi. Tmuel. Hogam Maskon, Keitzwe says, Kidibino Namel Meofet Shemim. So only I'll leave the Havamin of the Gemara. That the machlekes between Tanikame and Rebute, machlekes between Tanikame, מחליק יותר תנקם עם רביודי שניים ימים פה לנחת ואחד ימים פה לנחת תמפוס ורביודי מח and then the Gemara says חור כה ירד רביודי אבו רישי תתאחד ימים פה לנחת ואחד ימים פה לנחת ואחד ימים פה לנחת is also קודש ורביודי is מח so that means the Tanakame passes even by Steinim from the Nechta Gachdom from the Nechta and the Rebbe is Machshir not only by Steinim from the Nechta Gachdom from the Nechta but even by Erdim from the Nechta by Erdim from the Nechta so he's also Machshir so the Gemara so he says that Yemad Hachdi Rabbi Rabbi Tanoi Kini Bino Namu Lemeo Fershin according to the Habami of the Gemara that the Machleik between Tanakame and Rebbe Yude is in the Machleik is between but according to Maskon of Gemara, Tesis couldn't give this text. So he asks, Tmuel, Hogam the Maskon, the Shom, the Plige Biazra Dominical Kule, then the Gemara says in Maskon, then the Machlekes between Tanakami and Rebbe is whether we are gazing, shemuyaz and double little kulei. So Tanakame passes because lachas shalom do yaskil gazing shemuyaz double little kulei. And Rabbi Yude is machshir because he holds lachas shalom do we are not gazing shemuyaz double little kulei. This is what Maskone says. So Tesis could give the same terrence. So, גם מסכון אני שום, נדליבי הדבר על כל מיכל, יש לי מדי רבי יהודה לא הסביר עלי להקים תדר של ניסיס, ומוקה לפרייס את דוחה, כי רבי יהודה, דו לא יעז, לא יעז את הכל, so why the states have to say, כי דיבינו נאמר למה לא אפילו כשאין על רבי יחנה, אם מקור את מסכון על די גמורה, so states could give me similar tarets, and say that according to the Loshin in the second Perek, that Rabbi Yechanan agrees with Rabbi Stam of Lishmor, so then we'll have to say, and Rabbi Yechanan says that the Gimel Kitten Psurim, so in Nisei is Loi Teitzei, and the question of Isaiah is, so if he agrees with Rabbi, so then we have to give the same teretz on this price, we have to apply this price in Miskai Mechism of Kosher, to the case of Nisei's. So there is a fourth case of Nisei's is what they say. So we could say that according to Rabbi Yechanan, this Mishnah, the Rabbi Yechanan, the Rabbi Yude, and so he could apply this price like Rabbi Yude, and Lachashalomdu. So Mele, Lachashalomdu, so he's not Gezi Hashem Yazdov Kukulin, Lechayin Azdov Kukulin. That's why it's Miskayim Mechayism of its Goshe. Why the states will say, Dafke, Kedrinun, Namely, Mema, Fremshen, Rabbi Yechanan, the implication being, only according to the Havamine we could give this Teret, even according to Maskone we could give this Teret. Now, it's possible, the first Kashi of Rabbi Kedrinun here, so he's a very strong Kashi, I don't know what kind of a Teret. But this Kashi, we can explain, I mean in the Balabatish way, according to what the Rav Natam said in the Tesis of Yoche, Yoche Yoname, so Tesis says the Kashi, why does the Gemara only raise his objection against Rabbi? So the Gemara says Yoche, yeah, against Rabbi too. So why doesn't the Gemara raise an objection against Rabbi? Because according to Rabbi, we can say that the pshat in the Mishnah of Eini Yochel, the Tif Eini Yochel. So then we must resort to Eini. But if by Yochel we don't have to resort to Eini. So we can say the same thing according to Rabbi. So Rabbi Tam says, the Rabbi Nichel, the Tam in Yochel Ashminon, in Yochel Ashminon, the Tom in Yochel. ואם רב תגורו וניחד איתון, אין יוח להשמין לבואי כאילו חייסר. אבו מיוח אל סגי ואילו פרנלך לך. אבו גם גול חושים ורובק בואי כאילו חייסר. אבו לרם ופרנלך תבוד בקים חייסר, שבי ישנס לשמור על כל חוכתן ועשה להשמין לבואי יוח אל סגי בקים חייסר. כי בדיוקים לך שלא עומדו, שיוח נעמת איתו בקים חייסר. So now it's what's the pshat in Rabbi Tam, that according to Rabbi, so the whole Tam is because of any Jimmy, so the best biru is Eidi Kiyo. So before the Nechtav is a lesser Kiyo, is a lesser biru. So maybe the pshat of the Mishnah is, Hamid getting the Zayam, Veini Yochel, so then we must resort to the bigger Kiyo, to the bigger biru, the larger biru. And if my shrink and if it's your hail, so the lesser biru suffices. That's how we made the rabbi. But how we made the rabbi, so for the nechta verifies two things. First of all, that it's genuine, and secondly, that it's shmo. Whereas in the kiyum, they only verify one thing. So what is the lesser biru? So in the kiyum is the lesser biru. And for the nechta is the larger biru. So maybe we cannot explain the Mishnah. How maybe get in the Zayam. So if in Yochel, so then we must resort to the larger bureau. Because the larger bureau, on the contrary, is before the Nechtav Kondra. This is how Rabbi Tam explains. Now, so according to Rabbi Tam, so we could answer this Kasha of Rabbi Veya. In other words, if we say that this pricing he represents the view of the Tanoim, the view of the Tanoim, who say that because of an Ibrahim Kaime, so then we understand the price. We get in the Zayam, the Stubborn of the Tanoim, the Tanoim, so in his Kaime Chesmov, is Kosher, because according to Alibet Rove, so there is no cash. Because Alibet Rove, So then, what is the larger bill? The larger bill is Kim Chesmov. And before the Nechtav is the lesser bill. So the price tells us, oh, you're before Nechtav and Nechtav, then we must resort to the larger bill. But if we say, now, so if we say, as Tesva says, that this pricing, it represents the view of Rove. So in the same way as there is no kasha from this pricing against Rove, so in the Mele, there is no kasha against Rabbi, because Rabbi will say this pricing is in accordance with the view of the Tanoim who agree with Rove's time. But if we give this talents, we make a pricing to Orek Rabbi Yudin. So it's also like Rabbi. And Rabbi Yehuda is not Gezer Shem Yazgo the Kulei, but according to Rabbi, so what is the larger Biru? The larger Biru is before the Nechta. And in the Kiyum, there's the lesser Biru. So then the question arises is, why does the price say, how many we get in the Zayam? We know still or we know younger for the Nechta for Nechta. If he already delivered again, and he didn't say. Now, according to Rabbi, so Niskan Bechismov is the lesser view. So he says if he didn't say, so then the lesser view is enough. Why only if he didn't say even lechatchile? So the lesser view is enough. So that's why Teisves couldn't. That's why Teisves had to say. The half the Robin, the Rabbi Robert Tanoi, he can be Namul Meima, because according to Havamin of Gimore, so there is a Machlikes Tanoi between Tanakam and Rabbi Yude, as to whether we say like Rabbi or say like Robin. So maybe we could say that this price represents the view of the Tanoi who say like Robin. We say that. All right, we'll leave it here.